It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this garbage?
Harvey Weinstein employed private investigators to spy on his accusers and keep tabs on reporters investigating his alleged pervy past. According to a report in the New Yorker, Weinstein hired Black Cube, a firm run by former Mossad agents, to collect information on Rose McGowan, who has accused Weinstein of rape. The firm employed undercover agents, one of whom posed as a women's rights activist, to meet with McGowan and obtain information on her forthcoming book. Weinstein employed Black Cube and Kroll, a corporate security firm, in an effort to block stories in the New Yorker and the New York Times detailing decades of allegations of sexual misconduct. That itself is like a movie.
Yeah, that's shady.
That is wild.
By the way, if somebody comes and talks to you guys, it's not not me trying to find stuff out. Just answer what they have to know, okay?
Camila Cabello is absolutely elated that her song Havana is number one.
I'm so happy. But honestly, it's insane. I can't even, I haven't slept for 24 hours, so I'm like not really processing everything right now. You can see my eyes are like bloodshot. But I'm so excited. Seriously, I had no expectation of this happening. So I'm just thrilled.
Dee McDermott's ex-wife, Mary Jo Eustace, is taking him to court again over $100,000 in unpaid financial support, which may land him in jail. Mary Jo says the reality star continues to shirk his responsibilities to her and their teenage son, Jack, while he flaunts his lavish lifestyle with his wife, Tori Spelling. The ex-wife also said a year and a half ago, Dean confessed to me that he had made a mistake and he wondered what his life would be like if he had stayed with me. He said, "Do I love Tori? Yeah, but I've thrown my life away. We were on this street where we used to live and he fell to his knees crying, saying, 'I can't believe I gave this up.'" That is shocking. Sarah Hyland and Wells Adams are dating! Yes!
Hold on, let me turn on your excited woo mic.
The Modern Family actress and the Bachelorette star have been posting Instagram pics of each other. A source says it's true. They're a couple. She's been spending time with him in Nashville, and he is showing her around and doing fun activities with her. Wells is proudly introducing her to all of his friends and is really happy that they connected. I mean, I never, like, thought to, like, put them together, but now that they're together, I'm like, oh my gosh, it makes so much sense. They're perfect.
They're so perfect together. I've been obsessed with their social media posts about it.
Me too.
Producer MYK, are you, like, obsessed with this right now? You really feeling it?
Oh my God, Wells.
Wow.
Oh my God, Wells. He's
Listen,
a radio
he's
bro.
A radio
you should feel
guy.
It too. He's a radio guy.
This is big.
Why is it big?
Because a radio guy is dating a Hollywood actress. That's like pretty impressive.
Listen.
That gives us all hope.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. I don't know.
Taylor Swift.
I don't know.
Taylor Swift, not yet, Joe.
Dang it.
This is a different Taylor Swift story.
Okay. Wait, hold on. I told you we had a cap on one Taylor story per day.
I can't help it when the news is about Taylor. It's her album release week and era. It's like there's going to be a lot of Taylor news.
Ladies and gentlemen, hold on. You are now listening to...
It's the Joe and Alex Show.
Who cares about this?
Taylor Swift.
Okay. Taylor Swift, Katy Perry, and Harry Styles are rumored to all be performing at the Victoria's Secret Fashion Show in Shanghai November 20th. It was originally supposed to be just Taylor and Harry, but apparently Katy will be joining them and an announcement is coming soon. Taylor and Katy have had a public feud and Taylor and Harry used to date. Guys, if this is real, holy crap, I am shooketh.
Ooh, catfight.
I mean, but all of it is so awkward. Like, that is like awkward soup. Like, that's a crock pot of awkwardness.
Yeah, I was going to say, what goes inside of your bowl of awkward soup?
Like, Taylor Swift and all of her enemies and exes? Like, what? Like, there's no way she would agree to that, right? Like, that's crazy. So, here's where you can play the song. Taylor Swift allegedly threatened to sue a blog that compared her to Hitler and drew connections between her music and the alt-right. Culture and politics blog Popfront published a blog post dissecting the lyrics of Taylor Swift's recent single Look What You Made Me Do and its music video, suggesting that they were a defense of white privilege and white anger. The editor wrote that Taylor's lyrics in Look What You Made Me Do seemed to play to the same subtle, quiet, white support of racial hierarchy. Many on the alt-right see the song as part of a reawakening in line with Trump's rise, and at one point in the accompanying music video, Taylor lords over an army of models from a podium akin to what Hitler had in Nazi's Germany. The similarities are uncanny and unsettling, they said. Following the blog post, the editor says that she received a letter from Swift's legal team demanding that Popfront immediately issue a retraction of a false and defamatory story about Miss Swift, as well as remove the story from all sources and cease and desist from publishing or disseminating it.
What?
Taylor's legal team goes on to say that Popfront is substantially liable to Miss Swift for defamation. So the Northern California wing of the ACLU has now sent a letter to Taylor and her attorney stating that the editor of Popfront will not in any way suppress their constitutionally protected speech. They're like not backing down and deleting the story.
Taylor is such, I know you love her and she is talented, but she's such a bully.
Okay, are you serious?
She is a bully.
Joe, if somebody, you have free speech.
Of course.
But if you're going to come out and say something, like, they absolutely have every right, like, that is libel. For them to say she's a member of the alt-right.
But she shuts down.
And a Nazi?
She shuts down everything. And yet, you can't control everything people say.
But that, if somebody was coming after one of us and saying that, we would absolutely have our company's legal team go after them and say, take this down. It's absolutely insane.
I'm just telling you right now, I know you don't like to hear it. And I'm not disagreeing necessarily with this particular situation, because I wouldn't be cool with people saying that about me. Even though it is questionable, those comparisons make a lot of sense.
No, they do not make any sense. Sia is standing up to someone trying to sell fans photographs showing her naked, so she just posted one of the images to Twitter. It's just her butt. She said, somebody's apparently trying to sell naked photos of me to my fans. Save your money. Here it is for free.
How does it look? Did you see it yet?
Every day is Christmas. Yeah, it's just like her walking around naked, but like all you see is her butt.
Oh, okay.
Like, boss, by the way. Boss
that's
move.
That's a boss move.
By
yeah.
the way, in case anybody tries to put mine out there, in a few minutes on the Joe and Alex Show Twitter, I'm going to release my nude photo.
Please don't.
No. Yeah. I'm going to release it. So
I don't
want to
be banned
it,
from Twitter.
Joe and Alex Show, and this is my
backside. You don't want to try to sell it first?
No. I don't. I'd just rather get it out there. That way it's like, you know, happy Merry Christmas to everybody.
Okay. That is the garbage.